A Pavitron Candidate. Modeling the Boomerang Nebula in X-ray Band, by Zhan Han Liang et al. Pulsar Wind Nebula. Pone, Boomerang and the Associated Supernova Remnant, SNR, G106.3+2.7 are among candidates for the ultra-high energy, UHE, gamma-ray counterparts published by LHAASO. Although the centroid of the extended source, LHAASO J2226+6057, deviates from the pulsar's position by about 0.3 carat, the source partially covers the pone. Therefore, we cannot totally exclude the possibility that a part of the UHE emission comes from the pone. Previous studies mainly focus on whether the SNR is a pavitron, while neglecting the energetic pone. Here, we explore the possibility of the Boomerang Nebula being a pavitron candidate by studying its X-ray radiation. By modeling the diffusion of relativistic electrons injected in the pone, we fit the radial profiles of the X-ray surface brightness and the photon index. The solution with a magnetic field B equals 140 can well reproduce the observed profiles and implies a severe suppression of IC scattering of electrons. Therefore, a proton component need be introduced to account for the UHE emission, in light of recent LHAASO's measurement on Crab Nebula, if future observations reveal part of the UHE emission originating from the pone. In this sense, Boomerang Nebula would be a hadronic pavitron. This was A Pavitron Candidate. Modeling the Boomerang Nebula in X-ray Band, by Zhan Han Liang et al.